I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Oh my God. You see it? You see it? Bramigos Podcast. Live, brought to you, powered by StreamYard. Okay, you already know who it is. Price, Rob, Visky. Like I said before, Bruh Migos Podcast.
Saturday afternoon live.
Always remember, man, like and subscribe. Hit the bell.
Get
notifications. We're live. We're coming to you guys direct. We're going to have some fun today. Hope you guys
tune in. Stuff.
Hey, we're going in, guys. We're going in, okay? We're going to have a lot of fun today. We got to talk to you guys about some stuff. You know, we always have to talk a multitude of things with our people. You know, we have to talk NFL, what's going on in the NFL this year. We have to talk a little bit of NBA. Are the Warriors handling this right?
Man.
Just are the Warriors handling this right? And then, you know, we have to talk WWE today. WrestlePalooza, something that's going on. Hey. Oh, I see my boy in the chat. What's happening? Hey, any questions for us? I am paying attention, Alex. You know, hit us up. We're going to talk a little sports today. You know, we can give you any information about anything that we see, but we're going to jump right into our show today. And of course, we're gonna go NFL
in front of a live studio audience. Goddamn,
yeah,
family
matters
now.
Right in front of the live studio audience, bro. Right in front of the live.
I'll be coming down the stairs like Harriet. Niggas gonna be booing.
Brought to you.
And she look like trash.
Hey, that happens. You know, but we're going to start off NFL. Did the Dolphins save Mike McGlinchey's job?
Exactly, dog. Like, did they save? Like, if y'all didn't know, the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills played on Thursday night right in front of everybody, in front of company, and the score was 31-21. And the game was relatively close throughout. Like, I mean, when I say close, like, you would have thought, like, people was going to, like, Bills going to put a 40 burger on Dolphins, especially how they played week one, and then, like, how they looked against week two against a really not so great Patriots team. So it was kind of like, all right, this is a Buffalo Bills that had been rolling through the Ravens, you know, even though that game was close, and then they won game two. So it's like, were they going to basically win, or were they going to beat down on the Dolphins? Hey, man, Tua looked pretty good, even though they was kind of throwing it laterally more than you know, down the field. And, I mean, you know, they were getting some stops. Dolphins was getting some stops on Josh Allen. So, did they save it? Did they save Mike McLogic, a.k.a. Mike McDaniel's job? I would say they put the firing on snooze. So, I was going to say if they were going to hit a 40 ball put on them, yeah.
Look, man,
I had a 50 burger waiting on me.
The minute that the Dolphins are gonna get their ass whooped to the utmost, this is over with. He's done. He's getting out of here, bro.
You said this don't matter. Like, this game don't matter.
What do this matter?
Like, Unc ain't fresh. Like, when you say, like, he basically took this team. And granted, look, you see who is basically saying, who is trying to create for Mike McLogic here. I'm just saying, like, look, when you basically look at how they played, especially they had an opening drive touchdown on the Bills. They were running the ball pretty well. They were working everything through. Granted, Tua threw that, you know, costly interception at the end, but they were working it. And if the Zach Seidler punt return, if the roughing the punter basically doesn't happen, if basically that interception don't happen, we talking about, man, this man might get an extension. But I'm just saying, like, I think it got put on pause. But why are you saying, like, it's done. It's finito. It's still
over. Alex, they are 0-3. And on top of that, bro, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This may be on pause, Rob. But guess what? He out of here. Rob, you got two of the cutest kids that I know, and I love them to death. If we all go through the drive through at McDonald's right now, and they sitting in the back, and they tell you, Daddy, we don't think that you should get a Big Mac today, but you want a Big Mac. And they say, you should get a kid's meal like us. Okay?
Okay.
Is that going to matter to you? Is that going to stop you from getting that Big Mac?
No.
No. Okay. And just like that, this don't matter nothing for him because he ain't got no W.
Damn. Like,
none.
No credit. No nothing.
Zero.
Man.
Credit for what?
Because he went on the road in a place that they basically don't play well. Granted, it was a little bit warmer than when they usually play them, but he didn't play well. But they usually don't play well up there, and they play well. They had some improvement. They had some things that were working for them. And look, it pains me to say, because I've been basically trying to get this nigga fired for at least 2 years now. Two. When everybody's like, oh, he's so adorable. He's so quirky. He's like my little nerd ass cousin. Like, no, I was basically like, fire that nerd ass nigga, because he is not good for this job. They need somebody else new. They need somebody else fresh for this job. I know they tried to go so far away from what Flores was doing, where Tua was basically getting his feelings hurt. And they basically went for really cool dad. Kind of like what's happening with AEW, like Tony Khan. We ain't gonna talk about him right now.
This is the equivalent to Logic coaching a football team.
It is.
He gonna do some cool shit on the sideline. He gonna bust a freestyle, but if we don't win, this don't mean nothing.
Yeah, he's a biracial angel, just like old boy. But I'm just saying. Go ahead, BC. Go ahead.
I think it got something to do. I think it's more to do with the woes of the early season from the Bills, and not so much of the great play of the Dolphins. Because look at it. They gave up 40 points to the Ravens. They beat the Jets without Josh Allen even scoring a touchdown. So naturally, it's still hung over right here. It's a little bit of, not saying it's some big woes, something to be nervous about, because we all know Josh Allen going to pull it through. But it's a little minor lackluster from the Bills to credit versus the good play from the Dolphins. You know, I think the Dolphins lucked up from the minor hindrance of the Bills in the beginning of the season. So I won't really give the Dolphins too much credit. Still ass cheeks to me, you know, but we'll see. We'll see what, you know, because, you know, Tyreek Hill not looking like himself. He ain't looking like the cheater out there to me. So they still gonna have to, you know, get some W's or something for them to say that man job.
To throw him the damn ball.
Look, I'm just saying, this man is like, I think, at least a quarter black. So we got to give him a quarter amount of respect and give him something that we can live on and be like, hey, we're trying here. We ain't got enough of us. And really, you are a small, infinitesimal part that's really helping us, you know, like really rise up. So it's like, we got to basically look. We had the quarter part of the season, or we had like a sixth of the season. He is sixth black. Like, we just got to basically make it all come together and just basically be like, hey, you try. At least you try. We got to hold the cake like Bart Simpson in The Gift. That's what it is, man. Like, that's what we got to do. But
you are not about
biracial angel.
You are not about to good afternoon, my octoroon, his way through the NFL right now. I promise you, Rob, you're not buying him nothing with me with that one. Like, it's not happening at all, dog. It's not happening. I refuse to buy him that credit. You ain't winning. You got a quarterback with an egg crate on his head. There's one good smack away from being retired permanently before age 30. You got a wide receiver who's fast as hell. My quarterback can't throw him the ball because guess what? I don't want him to stand there and take a hit.
He didn't catch a touchdown.
We don't play good in cold places. If it ain't hot, we probably ain't shit or in a dome, climate control.
If it's snowing, we ain't going, kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Look, man. Miami is a team that, to me, I'm going to be real. It looked good on paper, what they could be. It's not worth it, though, dog. It's not worth the headache. I would only want to own the Dolphins because they are in Miami. The scenery would make me want to be there, not the team.
My first BBL in Miami.
See,
like this was like this was maybe like 2006. Yeah. Nah, he's right.
See,
didn't even know what it was. Yeah, it was just like, oh yeah, that don't seem right. Like she walked in the Denny's and her ass basically followed. Like, yeah, nah, it weird.
Looking like a wisdom tooth, huh?
Legs like this.
Looking like the back molars.
It was like when you play. It was like when you play with, like, you know, the characters. Like when you play, you know, create a player or whatever. You just like, I want to see how far this goes. That was really what it was in human form.
Hey, sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes
I didn't mean to derail anything, but yeah.
Move on. All the people out there who playing fantasy football, including us, because we're in at least three leagues all together. You know, that's a small number. How many of y'all feel dumb for drafting Travis Hunter right now in fantasy? Not I, because he was never on the list of priorities, like ever. Like not on mine.
Glad go ahead, Biscuit.
They glad I passed, but the person on the other side of the field from him that I drafted ain't doing too much better. Brian Thomas, choke artist. Yes. You need to get it together.
Hey,
you was 4 out of 12. Come on.
Hey, go Tigers.
You need to be in a new Butterfinger commercial.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, but nah, man. Look, I have drafted Travis Hunter in multiple leagues, and it ain't looking too great. Cause my logic was I play in some IDP leagues, individual divisive player position league. I'm like, look, 2-for-1. I'll basically have this dude basically be in the cornerback, defensive back position, or I can have him being a wide receiver, whatever. I can have some flexibility with him. Now my other leagues where I don't have that, where I still have him. Yeah, I feel like a moron, but not because it was where I was thinking like, okay, he's not going to be a good wide receiver. I think he's going to be a pretty good wide receiver. It's just a fact of the matter of they're making him a wide receiver and then putting him at corner, and it don't seem like he's really getting out there. It don't seem like there's that many routes that he's getting in where he can really get into the open field and really play as a dynamic dude that he is. Plus, he's still getting into the league and he's still getting used to game speed in the NFL. Like, they'll basically have him out there and basically do like these little dig routes and shit like that, where he's getting like 6 receptions for 33 yards and shit like that. And then going to play corner where they don't get me nothing, you know, in those offensive only leagues. And so, I feel like somebody that basically misguided. Kind of looked at, ooh, look at this brand new thing, and then didn't really think about, oh, I actually have to basically have this thing, and this thing might not really work out for me. Like, I didn't think he'd be this bad this early. I should have took him years later, where basically it kind of get refined.
Well, it don't help that he got sunshine throwing him the ball. You know, sunshine, he ain't exactly showing up. You know, he is just showing me how untrustworthy he could be. So that don't help either.
Look, I've said it once. I'll say it again. Trevor Lawrence is going to be one rich person whenever he decides to retire. And he ain't did too much on the football field, but he get paid.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That man, look, he would be ski mask, but that hair flowing out, he really can't hide. Like, with Kirk, he could do that. He could be ski mask, he could ski mask, whatever. But, like, nah, man, like, with Trevor Lawrence, nah. What Jay said, but we got to kill witnesses because free beer hanging out. Like, that's yep. that's Trevor Lawrence, dog. he can't get away with it.
Look, bro, I don't believe at any point that you should ever pay somebody as much as...
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trevor Lawrence is getting paid, though. Trevor Lawrence got paid. Now, I know it's a bunch of people going to say, it's the running market. That's what they get. Dude gave you, like, 8 good games, and then he ain't been nothing since then. He was there, and then after he was there, he said, I'm going to go ahead and pack it up, dog.
He's like, oh, I got to be more? I got 200-something dollars, 200 million? I got to be up to that? Fuck that. No, I just signed. Look, I don't know what they were talking about.
Once he got that money,
he playing it.
Didn't Uncle Elroy hit y'all hit us with that shit before? Uncle Elroy said, soon as I got my money, I was gone. He left the hood, bro. And it's the same thing with him. He has checked out. Look, $200 million. I ain't gonna lose. I just got to go out here and make sure that I'm healthy when I retire. That's it.
Yep.
Throw the ball.
You know, he's going to show up, you know, contract year. He's going to show up for contract year probably, you know.
Well, of course he's going
to. He might try to go for $5,000.
That's true. He might be. He's a future all contract year team. Rami goes future all contract year team.
Don't even get me started on him. Man, he already knew. He about to retire and didn't play enough basketball at all. As soon as that contract come out, he like Dave Chappelle said about Kobe, I'm playing for my life. Mm-hmm. I'm about to show you what this is. And that's it. And then once he get his money, half the season, gone. Back on the bench. Last year, half the season. Got paid, half the season. Gone. Played 41 games.
I probably end up both being in Paul my neighborhood court out here.
You probably do. Only thing you do, he podcasting, though. He podcasting. That's it. Yeah, I'm podcasting, bro.
All right. Me and my locks. I can't wait to see if he actually goes bald. Like, because that's been the thing that's been on my mind. Like, ever since we was talking about this, it's like, man, if that man ever goes bald, like, how is that going?
Like, Paul Jones?
No, Sunshine. Like, if he loses that hair, like how's that gonna actually
look? I think he's gonna look like that white kid at the end of Major Pain, the blind one. I think he's gonna look like that. It's just my opinion.
I mean, it's fair. That's fair.
I think
that might be all right. Might be accurate, to be honest.
Whenever you see him bald, that's what I think he's gonna look like. He's gonna look like that little white kid up off of Major Pain. He's gonna be like, damn, that's Trevor without no hair. That shit look weird. Nah, Rob, I'm a little upset with you on this next topic that you have.
Oh, per se.
With people at home, you know, should we prepare to develop a committee to explore the possibilities that the Chiefs may need to trade Patrick Mahomes?
Read it off.
Look here, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Why are you trying to trade my homie, my homeboy? Yeah, why are you trying to trade my Mahomie? I'm going wherever he's going. I'm like Brady fan. Wherever we packing up the car, goddamn it. Let's go.
It's us, not you.
It get cold up here anyway at Arrowhead. Shouldn't he need to leave anyway?
You'll be like, there is a you and us, you know.
That's it. Patrick, get your cold up here. You tell that woman to get her shit together. We leave.
All right, yeah. We are out. We are going. Yeah. But all right.
We going. But why do you think that they need to put this together for him to leave?
So look, and let me start off with all this. This is not an indictment of Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to basically say, as my arms disappear into this Saturday Night Live set, this is not an indictment of Patrick Mahomes. This is an indictment of the Chiefs. And here's why. When it comes to Patrick Mahomes, everything seems like they're doing, and even though they basically went 3 straight Super Bowls. And so this is all a hint of irony, hint of like, you know, just saying shit. When I watched that game last week against Philly, it seemed like these motherfuckers are not trying to catch. And I'm basically saying, I'm putting the Travis Kelce.
Pause. Hold on. Yeah. Hold up. You start calling people names, because see, I'm going to call names on their team. This is Travis Kelce fault. This is Hollywood Brown fault.
Gotta remember these things.
This was a one touchdown game.
But part of the problem is, he don't have the niggas that basically is there to. He don't have the noteworthy niggas like, you know, niggas I drafted on his team. Granted, I do have Hollywood Brown, but he don't have Xavier Worthy. Pacheco ain't been shit. Like, these niggas are not following through and are basically wasting Patrick Mahomes' time. So I'm basically saying this. Look, I'm not saying that they gotta trade him tomorrow. I ain't saying they gotta trade him in the next hour. But there needs to be. We need to ask the question: should we develop a committee to explore the possibility that the Chiefs might need to trade Patrick Mahomes to see what they can get as far as, you know, reshaping everything? Because think about it. Let's go back and let's go back in a little bit of history. When the Kansas City Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes, people thought that was a stretch. People thought, oh, well, what are you doing? Like, this is not something that, you know, this is not the guy. Why? Look, Deshaun Watson's right there. Think about that one. Deshaun Watson's right there. Like, why would you basically go out and get Patrick Mahomes? Why would you trade up to get Patrick Mahomes and all that? And it's just like, okay, we want him, and we're going to follow through with him. Granted, it all worked out, multiple Super Bowls, multiple MVPs, everything. But think about what he was. Think about where they were as a team. They had Alex Smith, and they basically were giving Alex Smith the best years of his career. Yes. You don't think that Andy Reid can basically give another quarterback the best years of his career if basically he gets, say, multiple first-round picks that basically he could take to get to maybe a top or near top thing? And, like, maybe he finds a quarterback that fits what it is. He finds a big arm. Like, say, let's even say, like, a Joe Milton. Let's say that. Let's say Joe Milton comes into the Kansas City Chiefs, gets the reins, and Joe ain't bad. But what I'm saying is, let's say that, hey, get a quarterback that basically Andy Reid says, this is the heir apparent. This is the guy that basically I can shape within my system and basically make the best out of. Because we were all skeptical on Mahomes when he first got there. We'll be skeptical on the next guy that basically has to follow the possible GOAT. So I'm just saying, let's explore it, especially if the guys that they got now are not following through and are not basically doing their best to shape and basically get their best out of Patrick Mahomes. Don't waste Patrick Mahomes' time. Let Patrick Mahomes go to somebody that can be a damn worth, you know, Vikings or somebody.
No,
the somebody.
No, no,
I'm not even
no,
saying the Vikings.
No.
We're all a frazzled. I know I just dropped something on you. I know I'm just dropping something that you basically cannot comprehend. It's mind fucking. I know. But all I'm saying is, this is something that we just gotta look at. We gotta basically open it. Look, that third eye. It be there sometimes. You just gotta spread it out. You gotta let it through. You know, you gotta let it through. Like, you maybe do like a exfoliation, you know, scrub. Like, just get that third eye, let it go open. Let's just really explore it. Let's just think about it. It's not something that we really need to do, but it's something that we need to think about doing. I'm like what Dan Levitard be saying. Like, I ain't telling you to think. I'm just asking if you would like to. This is all just an ask, all right? This is all just, let's explore.
This is the problem.
Think about it.
Okay. This is the problem.
I'll see the floor, because I took up enough time. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead, get it.
This is the problem. It don't matter who you put behind the center. They got a bunch of slot receiver, wide receiver threes, trying to play wide receiver one. That's what I'm looking at. All them, you got people that only deserve the ball three times getting 10 targets. You need a true wide receiver one out there.
But that
look, hold on.
Oh, you had a rebuttal?
Different proposal.
Mm-hmm. That's my point.
Now, I got a different proposal. Since his quarterback is fucked up in the game, how about he give me Justin Jefferson so Patrick Mahomes can throw to him in Arrowhead?
That is a horrible idea. And here's why. Here's why. First of all, Justin Jefferson plays in the dome. He's better in the dome. Just saying. Second of all, that has nothing to do with anything. But second of all I'm saying is what to Biesky's point, Biesky's exact point, they don't have the tools to basically give this man success. And that's really what I'm trying to get at. They can't basically overhaul. It's much easier to trade Patrick Mahomes than overhaul the roster with people that are working there. They've been trying to patchwork with Juju Smith-Schuster. They've been trying to patchwork with what's left of DeAndre Hopkins. They've been trying to patchwork with all these niggas. Granted, like I said, three straight foot Super Bowls, so they're making it work. But how much magic can this motherfucker have? You know, it's got to get to a point where they got to basically be like, hey, we're not doing right by this nigga. We keep trying to basically give just a little bit. We just trying to basically say, hey, make it work. And he's been doing it. He's been doing the damn thing. But it's also to the point of, it's like, they got to get to a point where it's like, how much of the damn thing is this motherfucker going to do? And it's going to get to that point sooner or later. And you don't want to be late on that point. So I just got to explore it. Just got to explore the possibility. That's all it is.
So here's the thing. Dallas, y'all, they got what? Two first-round picks for Micah?
It wasn't two first.
How many first round? Yeah, they got two. They at least got two.
Two first.
So you need at least three for Patrick.
I could see that motherfucker having the fucking Ricky Williams trade where, like, you remember, like, Mike Ditka basically traded his whole draft class to get Ricky Williams?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I can see some shit like that happening more than anything.
Who would be willing to bite that bullet to say, I'm going to give up? Now look. I could make this the worst nightmare possible for you. And they give up some picks and Jordan Love, and he go to Green Bay, and then you got to see him for the rest of his career with Michael Parsons being on defense next time. Now, that's up to you, bro. You just want to live that nightmare.
Here's the thing. My friends are here. See, guys, I've known these people for a very long time. But apparently my friends are trying to hurt me because they're trying to basically either take my wide receiver or give this generational motherfucker to somebody else. And at this, I didn't say anything about that. I didn't basically do that. All I did was say, hey, let's think about something. All right? And then y'all was like, ooh, arrow, spear. It was just like, motherfucker, I just want you to basically think of the possibility that this could happen. I ain't say, hey, fuck Rob. I just said, hey, let's think about this shit and just let's explore it. But see, this is how you be. It be your own. Listen to everybody as we go live. It be your own. All right. Just keep that in mind.
You feel like Jim Carrey and Pet Detective when we hit you with one spear and then we hit you with the other spear? I'm just saying, we're gonna go this route. We might as well go ahead and go all the way in.
We don't have to.
Stack the deck against Rob, huh? That's it.
Yeah, just go ahead and stack this deck.
Right. At two, motherfucker. At two. Like,
If I'm gonna make his time being bad in Minnesota, I might as well throw Patrick Mahomes in Green Bay and just Let them rock out.
I just said I just threw out a team that just was very random. I just said Vikings. I didn't even say the whole thing, dog. I didn't say Minnesota. I didn't say Skull Nation. Like, oh, none of that.
I heard enough.
At look, you know, Nate. If you want to, Nate, we could, you know, we could do a trade. You know, we could send Dak and George Pickens up there, and you and Pat.
Now you being a scavenger.
Rice could come on down. And down.
You know, if we can make that happen, I'd be happy to join you. Over.
See, now here you go being a scavenger. You just picking bones.
I mean, that's hey, it.
That's how we feel. Oh no, actually, no. Fuck that. Never mind. Y'all can have. We're going to beat his ass, too. Gary will fuck that up, too.
The CD. Yeah, that'd be nice.
That nigga Jerry going to be poltergeist. That nigga going to be dead in the dirt, still going to be cursing that motherfucking franchise. So, dang it. Fuck.
You know, Jerry going to be trying to offer $10 an hour. This cheap ass.
That nigga going to have a bunch of scratch-offs that he got in the motherfucking thing, and he going to be like, oh, is this, can I have Patrick Mahomes for this? Like, no.
Well, as we move on from our NFL, we have to talk a little bit of NBA, guys.
Can't believe it, niggas.
Hey. I'm just saying. I'm going to make this word wild, okay? Look, in the NBA, there's been one thing that's been brewing that people... They're talking about it.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
But they're not talking about it enough. We need to see what's going to happen. And that's with Jonathan Kuminga. Will the Warriors ever do right by Jonathan Kuminga?
No,
I'm pretty much right. No. This ain't gonna happen.
I don't know. It's mind boggling.
But I can tell you why though. Whenever you got cheap ass billionaires who don't see the future, they don't want to give up the money. That's it. They not like Steve Ballmer. I feel like Steve Ballmer is a person going to the casino and he'd be like, give me $3 million cash. I'm going to put it all on black. And it just don't work out.
Walks the fuck out.
Just, I'm out of here.
Don't give a fuck. Not one.
They're not going to pay him, Rob. Your Warriors are not going to pay him. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Personally, trade him. Just trade him.
Yeah.
Just trade him.
And that's where I am with it. Like, I think the thing with Jonathan Kuminga is like, A, granted, I'm not the biggest Hoops fan, but I couldn't tell you what the fuck Jonathan Kuminga is. I've been putting it on Blue Sky. I've been putting it on everything. Like, I've been trying to see, like, what the fuck is Jonathan Kuminga? Like, and really, the reason why I said it is because I think that they wanted to give Jonathan Kuminga the franchise. I think that they were like, Steph only got so much time left when they drafted him. And they were like, okay, we got to get something else. This is one of the guys that very highly touted. You know, where we are as far as drafting, like, you know, at that time, I think they still had James Wiseman. They were trying to work that shit out. They found out that wasn't going to work. But it's like they were just like, all right, here's this guy that's a supreme athlete that basically seems like he could do a lot of little things well. And we're going to basically try to fit around him. But, oh, here's this generational motherfucker that keeps on shooting threes at an unbelievable clip, and it's basically like lengthening how much of the best shooter ever he actually is, you know, year after year. And they won a championship with, you know, again. And so it's like, I think when it comes to like all those factors as I think a good reason why they haven't paid him. But also it's one of those things like y'all haven't let this motherfucker cook at all. Y'all haven't really seemed like y'all found a role for this motherfucker to do. Like what he actually is supposed to be. And now you got Jimmy Butler there that basically yeah. is doing generally the same shit that he would do. And it's like you've been wasting this little this young cat's time. Get him out of there and get something for him so motherfuckers can actually A, see him play, know what he's gonna do, and y'all could get some compensation, which all y'all really trying to do is find role players anyway to fit around Steph. So like why don't you basically let this motherfucker go and do something else? Like it don't make no sense.
Jarvis,
I feel like Kuminga could go to a contender. They need to, because he can go to a contender right now and help them get over the hump. He can go over there to like an indie, you know, and help them get over the hump. He can go somewhere like the Timberwolves, because I really don't trust Rudy Gobert's trash self, and try to help him get over the hump. You know, he is that talented. I've seen him play night in and night out, give his heart out on the court, on the defensive end, big-time rebounding. Kuminga has what it takes to have that missing piece in the paint that a contender needs to help them move to the next level.
You know, you speaking of the French baguette reminded me, I seen the other day whenever he touched all of the mics and then was spreading COVID everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't forgot about that. I hope he don't think I didn't forgot about that at all.
Super Spreader Jones. Yeah, yeah.
I don't forget things like that. I just don't. Because now every time people mention his name, I'd be like, oh, germs, having hands, nigga, hands everywhere, nigga, touching shit.
That nigga's nickname the Stifle Tower, but basically stifled the motherfucking world just because his ass want to basically play, ooh, look at me, I'm touching all these things. Here's this global pandemic that's coming. That nigga spread all the germs.
He's going to play with roulette with his germs. Come on, man.
Like, it couldn't have happened to a worse nigga. Yeah, it could have. But it also was like, it wasn't even funny because a lot of people died. But like, it was like the worst shit ever that I can't stop smiling about.
I don't know how people just let, every time I'd match up against him, I'd come out there, I'd do some funny shit. Like I have on some rubber gloves and crap, and I'd be like, you ain't got no germs.
No, I don't think Donovan Mitchell talks to that nigga to this day. I'd really be surprised if that nigga ever daps that nigga up. Like, that nigga, they've been playing, you know, at least relatively close to each other with Minnesota and Cleveland being right there. Like, I don't think he ever buck off on the nigga, but I don't see him, like, ever dapping that nigga up ever. Like,
if I had to,
he get the cooties again.
If I had to, I'd tell him stick his hand up and then I'd spread with Lysol. And
yeah, I'd be like, look, I have the fucking hand sanitizer. Like, hey.
Yeah, you gotta rub it in. Damn, you out here touching people and stuff.
I put on plastic glove and be like, all right, here.
Yeah, can you do it? I don't let the people.
Yeah.
You be doing too much, giving people the cooties and whatnot.
But the Warriors, do right by Jonathan Kuminga. Let that nigga go. Give him free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to free him. Now, we're getting close toward the end of our show. We got one major topic more that we want to talk about with you guys, and that is the WWE, because WrestlePalooza is this. It's today, right? Y'all want to say it is
for sure. It's tonight.
Yeah,
it's tonight. Bruce tonight, Brody.
Tonight, yeah. R.I.P. Bruce Brody. Going too soon on some BS.
Very much.
But we have a game here at Brum Eagles Podcast that we like to play called Yeah, Nah, or Blah. And it's going to be Yeah, Nah, Blah, WrestlePalooza Edition.
We need music. One of y'all smart people in the audience, in, you know, chat, help me out. Play some damn music for us. Hey, get some music for us so we can have Yeah, Nah, or Blah.
Yeah, we're gonna need something like that. So With that being said, we go through about how we actually feel about the match, and we're going to talk a little bit about each match. And the first one to start off with is going to be the Usos versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. I'm sorry, people. There are going to be people out there put, why did you put Division? Because I hate that name. I hate that name, Division. Damn. I don't know who came up with that. It's a stupid name for their tag team. Mm-hmm. But I digress.
So generic.
It is.
Super generic. Super generic. But Visky, yeah, nah, blah, Usos versus Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, how you feel?
I'm going to give it a nah. And I'm not going to give it a blah because I feel like it's going to be a great match. But I'm giving it a nah because I feel like it's just on repeat mode. They fight and wrestle every week, twice on Sundays. I don't know, you know, I'm tired of seeing them have the same match. You know, the weekly matches on Raw and SmackDown end in a DQ, and now we just going to go ahead on them, put it on the pay-per-view, which might end in a DQ. So I feel like I've seen this 11 times already. So now, you know, not negating the fact that it's probably going to be a great match with some great spots, but I got to give it a nod because I've seen it 11 times already.
Rob, yeah, nah, blah, Usos, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, what you feel?
So I'm gonna give it upper blah, and here's why. So, like, I think that the match overall, so, like, okay, I love Bron Breakker. I think he's one of my favorite dudes out in wrestling. Like, I think he's one of the best dudes in wrestling right now. Overall. But when it comes to this, the only thing that really makes me want to watch this match is because I want to see what Jey Uso going to do. Jey Uso's been having a lot of character development going on with him turning more into what Roman was, you know, or Roman is really. And so I want to see where that's going to go, and I want to see what he's going to do with Jimmy and how all of this is going to happen, all this is going to play through, how much is he going to mimic Roman, kind of like that. But as far as the match goes, I really don't care to see it, to be honest. I'll watch it. It'll be on because I did went ahead and paid the $5 and got ESPN and shit. But, like, yeah. I'm upper blah with it. I'll say that.
Kind of with Visky. It's a nah. Like, it's a match. Wrestling-wise, it's going to be good. But I'm with Visky. They keep recycling this match. We ain't getting nowhere. Are we going to get a pinfall? If we get a DQ tonight, throw the whole concept away. Just throw it away. Because you can't keep DQing this match over and over and over again. We can actually talk about that. We can actually talk about the Terrence Crawford fight. We had it in a VOD. The file got corrupt. We'll actually talk about that in a minute, Alex, before we get about it. But I can't see myself watching this particular match every week. I went back. Jarvis, don't you know it's been like 6 DQs between them with them? You might as well call the match Derrick Queen. You might as well call the match Derrick Queen, though, because it's a DQ like every week. We don't even know if they did a house show, because we ain't have house shows no more. Right. Nobody knows if they ever went over in a house show because there's no more house shows. Yeah, you know, thank you TKL for all of your ticket price raises and everything else. You're trying to hand people a caca sandwich and just want us to eat it now. Yeah, no, not happening. The perfect storyline in wrestling. I think we actually have something like that in one of our vods, Alex. I might have to find that and link it to you. But this is a match I'm not too excited about it at all. Now, the next match on the card that we'll talk about is going to be the Io Sky, Stephanie Valkyrie. Rob, tell me what you're feeling on this match.
Yeah. I am for this match. I think these women are incredible. Looking incredible in the ring, everything about them, I think it's dope as hell. Now, I think it's going to be a great match between both of them, two former NXT champions, who, Stephanie Valkyrie, I would guess, is probably going to be world champion by the end of this match. Yeah, I think this is going to be a great match between two great wrestlers. I can't wait for it.
What you feeling, Visky?
I am probably a super blah on this one. Everybody that knows me knows I am not a fan of Io Sky. Don't find her the least bit interesting. Was super mad when she got the title again. And if Stephanie goes over, I feel this was a super horrible build-up. The non-existent build-up whatsoever. Hell, I forgot Io was even champion. I don't barely seen her so much.
That happened so many times.
The times I do see her, she got the... The times I do see her, she having a little fit with Oscar, you know, the Cookie Warriors. Okay. That's the whole storyline I'm seeing.
I would say she's not champion. I think they're going for the championship. This is the thing, is they going for the championship because Naomi relinquished it.
It's with Io Sky. I was like, bro. She turns me around.
This is the perfect way that they're going to give Stephanie the championship without having to down somebody else losing it. This is all it is. Naomi was our champion. She got pregnant. You know, I see why, Jay. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I'd be the same way, Jay. Like,
why it hadn't happened sooner? Reflex must be great.
Yeah, exactly.
And they must know her promo skills, because I haven't been hip on my NXT like I used to be in the TakeOver days. So I haven't really seen too much of Stephanie's promo skills. Can she control the audience with more than just Booker T's favorite move, which I don't know the name of it?
Devil's Kiss.
But can she grasp the, I think so, yeah, something like that. Can she grasp the audience, you know, and keep me entertained on the mic? That's what I'm looking forward to if she does go over tonight. But I am super blah. I will pay attention to it, but yeah,
I'm
blah.
I'm kind of halfway to a yeah with you, Rob, because I want to see how this plays out. But at the same time, I think I already know how this plays out. Stephanie's going to get the title. If she don't get the title, I'll be surprised. I'll be, like, very surprised. Because me and Rob talked about this, and I know it's probably an Asian community. Like, these dudes. Look, international champs that do not speak English well always have problems translating with us. We can never pinpoint how y'all feel or what's happening. You can wrestle good as hell, but it's whenever you get on a mic, you have to cross over to the audience.
Yep.
And there's no crossover to the audience whenever I'm watching Io Sky, because it's like, I understand you're trying to speak English, and I'm going to be real. If John Cena can learn Mandarin, okay, they need to put the same amount of effort into helping their international stars translate into America. I'm just saying, just love it, Rob.
See that different nigga, though. See that different nigga. That nigga is like, Cena just gives me like the vibes that nigga is just like, oh, I'm supposed to be good at this. I'm going to be great at it. I'm going to be excellent at it. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be absolutely. That's what this nigga is. Like, I don't think Cena's the good marker. Because you're right. Like, when it comes to, and granted, this is for English speaking people either. Because, like, people that just cannot get with the audience. Like, you just hear about it. It's like, they just have no feel for the audience. They have no, like, you know, the audience just doesn't get with them. It's like, that happens to everybody. But when it comes to international people, you know, like the Joshi wrestlers, like the luchadors, like whoever, it's just hard for them to get over sometimes, because it's like, it's that language barrier. When English is your second language, it's hard to basically get all the little intricacies that have to do with the English language, especially American English, you know? So it's
knock on the Japanese. I love New Japan, but I don't go there expecting to understand what they're saying, you know? I'm a big New Japan fan.
And that's the issue. Whenever we go there, we know that we don't know the language, that we're there for the wrestling. They come here and they, and I'm going to push all of this blame at the foot of WWE, because you know, bringing in an international star, especially from Japan, if they don't know English, they're not even close. They don't know this language. Help them. To me, they need to, and this is in my personal opinion, you know that you're about to sign them, sign them 8 to 10 months out. We need to start working on your English. Let's get you here. We'll pay you to start learning English, or start over there and let us get you here, and we'll start working on slang and lingo and everyday conversation. Let me pay you, because y'all make all of this money. Pay them to start first, and then we can roll them in the programming and stuff.
What they have started doing, like Kiana James has basically been Julia's manager. Like, so they just need to get back to that. Like, we've all had, like, I've had conversations with both of y'all, like, WWE needs managers. Like, I don't know why they've gone away from that. Maybe it's because they're like, hey, we really trying to cost cut and everything like that. But no, they just need cats to just be managers. They need the motherfucking Gary Harts and the Grand Wizards and all those kind of motherfuckers just to basically attach to niggas. Like, that's why I hated when they basically got rid of Stoke. I'm like, this nigga is a manager's manager. Like, he is the dude that basically can help whoever and basically, like, be that dude to attach to whoever. And they just don't have that. And that's what they need more of, just manage. If they're not going to, you know, because English is hard. Like, I know Oscar's basically been trying to learn English for the last decade. And it's been good. It's been getting good. But it's not something that's, like, she can really, like, rattle off and everything like that. Shinsuke, same thing. Like, it's hard. It's hard as fuck, especially when that's not your main job, but it's part of what your job's supposed to be. But like, nah, man, get more managers. Help them niggas out.
I'll say this. If Shinsuke came out there and pulled the choppy choppy your pee-pee, I'd bust out laughing. Because that line is so infamous in wrestling. And see, that's all I had to say for you to start giggling, because you knew what that was from.
Do your Googles, kids.
Yes. Do your Googles, kids. If you don't know, I'll repeat choppy choppy your pee-pee. And I guarantee
choppy,
you,
when you type it in choppy
on YouTube, you're gonna bust out laughing. You're going to die laughing. That was a prime time attitude era moment that will never be forgotten by anybody who heard that little phrase right there. Infamous right there. Now, moving on. CM Punk and AJ Lee versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. I'll tell you guys right now, this is a yeah for me. I do want to see this match. I do want to see how this plays out. Seth Rollins. Okay, so let me be clear. I personally want to see Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch win. Something is telling me, though, that CM Punk and AJ Lee are going to win this. Okay? This is the angle that I think is going to happen. CM Punk and AJ Lee are going to win this. And that's how this is going to play out. Now, Rob, I saw the look of confusion. Why I would want Seth Rollins. This is just me just not wanting CM Punk up there right now. That's all it is.
That was only a real surprise. Nah, because I'm a yeah as well for the match. I think I can't wait to see AJ Lee in the ring again. And I think he's a great, like, four very talented people. Like,
yes,
I'm a yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Whiskey?
Oh yeah, I'm a yeah. You know, of course. You know, I'm more of a middle tier yeah, because you know, I wasn't, you know, really too hip on AJ Lee's career. You know, it was that was part of my bouncing in and out days, you know. But I really want to see what she bring, if she bring it back to the ring. You know, I do my due diligence, you know, over the years. You know, I do know about her and know what she brought to the table, of course, you know. And also, the main reason I'm a middle tier, yeah, is because I want to, it's a mixed tag match. I want to see, you know, maybe I want to see AJ Lee take a curb stump. you know, or something like that. Maybe I want to see Becky go to sleep. You know, Nia Jax can't be the only female wrestler taking the men finishes. I want to see them getting the action too. You know,
this is true. Yeah.
I about to say they talked about having a Rhea versus Dom match, but never happened.
Becky did take the end of days, though. Did take the end of days, so I'm intrigued.
Yeah, sure. She did. Yeah, Becky did take the end of days. Now, undisputed WWE, Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre. We kind of sort of poked at this before we got started. I'll say this. Yes, I want to see this match. Do I want to see Cody continue to hold this title? No. And I know that there's somebody out there who says that I'm a Cody hater. Look, you can trip and hit your foot. Matter of fact, hit your pinky toe. Your pinky toe. Bye. For the next 6 days on every doorway that you pass through. Ooh. Because that's how you feel about me, and that's how I probably feel about you. Just I be wearing Crocs, so my toes don't be hit. So I want to see this match. I want to see where they can go with Drew. I don't want to see Cody because I feel like Cody is done. Cody is done. You look, we gave him his pin against John Cena. He shouldn't have got that. Okay, he just shouldn't have got that. John Cena should have ruled. He should still have his title right now. He should still have his title. I didn't want to see Cody keep holding on to this, bro. But I do want to see this match. How do you guys feel? Vinsky, what do you think?
I'm not going to give it a blah, but just for the simple fact that I am tired of seeing Cody Rhodes, I got to give it a nah. But I do want to see where they're going to play it out. They could take some interesting turns, some interesting takes with it, which I do want to see. But the match itself, you know, I'm just kind of gassed out on Cody. You know, his championship reigns have not been enlightening for me. So I'm ready to see, you know, maybe Drew could put some spark in it, though. So I'm kind of on a nah, up or nah, I guess you could say.
I have a take on Cody's runs that Rob is probably going to maybe somewhat be in disagreement with. But first, tell me, Rob, how do you feel about this match?
So, like, I'm, like, in the crease of, like, between blah and blah. Like, it's somewhere in there. It's, like, I've been looking. I've been trying to find out, like, there you go. It's, like, I've just been, like, all right. Like, somewhere in there, like, I'm going to find where I feel. And, yeah, it's, like, yeah, I'm like, right in between blah and nah. Like, I don't really, yeah. I'm out of Cody, and I'm as y'all were talking, I was thinking about it. It's like this is fucked up because it's like this is the true baby face, like basically being there, and it may be part of what John Cena's influence had on like their things and basically ripping Cody down and kind of talking about like, hey, you just a great value version of me. It's like dog. Okay, but it's like, yeah, I'm just like, dog, why are we so negative on this nigga? but it's true. It's true, though. Like, and that's why I'm blind now.
He even a good grade value version, bro. He ain't one of them tasty-ass nuggets that you can get for cheap, though. That shit is, he's like, nothing about his run has been impressive. Do you know who he's had a run equivalent to, Rob? Ooh. This is equivalent to whenever Sid Vicious had the title. Big Daddy Cool Diesel, who turned into Kevin Nash, whenever they had the title. This is what this is equivalent to. Nothing that he does. The crowd knows his theme. I give him that. But we can all speak on this. Hold on. We can all speak on this. How many themes of people who weren't champions and shit, but the theme is catchy, and we know Zack Ryder.
What's up?
Truth.
Mm-hmm. Crime Time. He was an NWA champion.
Yeah, Crime Time. It's a bunch of people that had catchy ass themes, and we knew them. They weren't necessarily champions or champion material. but we knew the theme. Nothing that he's done has been, I'm going to be real with you. Cena could have still had this title. Okay. I'd have been fine with it. You could have let him do some Brock Lesnar treatment on his way out the door, because the way I feel about Cena, some people be like, you just love him so much. He carried the company. It was a point in time where John Cena was the WWE company. Yes. And then he was out there on a MERS hip hop track dropping bars and still able to come and perform and do everything. Mm-hmm. 60 minutes with this person. He didn't been out drinking all night. The story's out that Cena has been that dude for WWE. You have to give him, to me, he should have got the level of treatment that Kobe Bryant got throughout the ending of his career. He should have had his night to go out there and drop 60. Okay? That's what should have been done for him. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, bro, you did that for us and kept us afloat. Because that's what he did. Like I said, I'm always pointing the Nexus. The Nexus. Who in there? They made a storyline for several irrelevant ass people who don't do nothing now.
Yeah.
And he made this. Think about it. Yeah. Think about
it. I think the only nigga that's still working is Heath Slater.
That's it. And he won one man band trip away from going out.
One of the biggest motherfuckers I ever seen. Like, I still, that's the only thing I think about. It's like word association. Him and Jinder Mahal, two of the biggest motherfuckers I ever seen in my life.
That's all I'm saying, bro. He carried us through an era. He should have had the Kobe Bryant treatment going out. Look, give him the ball all night. Let him shoot as many shots as he wants. He could do whatever. If Cena decide he want to go do a freaking acai moonsault in the match, and he decides
big ass nigga doing a moonsault.
Let him do it.
The thing about Cena is every time he do a move, he just look like the biggest motherfucker that could do it. Like, because he's got that big ass broad shoulders, and he just, it's like he can't really flex. Oh my god. It always looks like a refrigerator trying to do anything. Like, that's all this nigga do.
Pull it off,
He does pull it off. But that nigga just be like, I want to see that nigga do a moonsault. See, now that you say that, I want, chat, get this nigga to do a moonsault. Like, get John Cena to do
that's
a moonsault.
That's all I'm saying.
Pull
though.
Your people together. Spirit bomb.
He should do whatever he, look, he should have rolled with this title to the end. And to be honest, he could have beat whoever at the end for the title and went out with it. And then mailed it back to y'all or whatever. I wouldn't have cared. I'd have been like, John, keep it. He's earned that respect. He has that respect because guess what? It took us forever to get to where we at now. Mm-hmm. We was on the road. Gorilla Zoe made a song about us. We was lost on the road. We was humming. We was MapQuest, Google Maps. We was everything trying to find our way in WWE for a long time. In ways, we still kind of lost because we don't know where we going with this. Because I promise you, it's 20 people in creative looking at each other, Spider-Man meme style pointing at each other. What's wrong? All of them.
All of them.
Just all of them. If they messing this up. Give him his credit. And we're going to speak on him finally. John Cena, Brock Lesnar. Look, you know what? Visky, do you want to see this match? I'm gonna let you go first.
You let me go first.
Yeah.
I might have a bunch of disagreements with this, but give me a hell yeah. Look, I don't care what nobody gotta say. I don't care what all the people wanna call him a part-timer, this and that. I don't care that it ain't about nothing. I miss the Beast Incarnate. I want to see 50 suplex cities. I want to see him take John to Suplex City. L5 through the announce table. Let me tell you, I popped the way I popped when Brock Lesnar returned. Boy, I popped like never before. I popped like I was in the goddamn arena. I was sitting in the car at HEB, hollering at the top of my lungs. The women thought something was wrong with me passing by the car. Let me tell you. I was like, holy, I did a holy shit moment by myself. I am a Brock Lesnar fan. I love the Beast Incarnate. Every time he returns, it's an attraction. I love the attraction. I'm waiting. I don't care. The same four goddamn moves over and over. I want to see it. I do not care. Yes. I'm ready.
This roller coaster is the same goddamn moves, and I'm here, goddamn.
Give me my beast. Give me my goddamn beast.
I'm staying on the front car one more time.
Rob, how do you feel about this bad scene of wrestling?
Oh, nigga, I couldn't be more nah. And it's for the reasons that he said. Because Brock gonna pull out the same goddamn thing. And he ain't gonna... granted, Brock has been doing some shit that has been surprising and shit like that. But when Brock came out there initially and basically attacked me, I was like, wow. Because this shit has been done, been rehabbed. Like, why am I seeing this match that I wasn't really into, 10 years ago, 14 years ago, however long it was ago, and I'm seeing it now with two niggas that basically are 14 years older. Nigga, Brock Lesnar's daughter's in college. Cena's daughters are doing whatever. Like, I don't feel like basically seeing this shit. And I understand, Beesky, because you are a Brock Lesnar fan. You are a Brock Lesnar dude. I got you. I ain't really going to go against that. For me, I ain't trying to see this refrigerator go against this bigger refrigerator. That ain't for me.
This refrigerator go against this bigger refrigerator.
Because that's what it is. Like, it's like, I got this. Well, I'll say this. It's not even. It's a refrigerator versus a chest drawer or a chest freezer. Like, that's really what this is now.
Look, I'm torn because, in a way, I want to see this because I feel like they should build this up like two. That this should have been a two monsters build and they should lock up equally. And we just do all kind of crazy stuff. That's what I feel like should be going on. Like, that literally should be what the bill is for this. Like, they should come out there, lock up, do their thing, hit each other, slay, do whatever, and they should have fun with this.
You want a kaiju battle.
Yeah, basically. I want a kaiju battle. You're right. I want a kaiju battle. I want a kaiju battle. I want this to be as fun as possible, though. I want them to do some shit like Cena and them did last time. Do some shit. Let Brock come out there and do another moonsault. Let's see if he can land it this time.
On his head.
Yeah.
I want to see Cena give Brock a five.
Yes. Just go crazy with it.
I can actually see that. Actually, you know what? I'm talking to this match. I'm now up or nah. But no, like, I would like to see John Cena try to do an F5.
I think he can do it. He do the F. He flip him over. He can be F5.
It's a difference because like with F5, like you got to basically get that torque and get that spin. You know, I was like, because yes, like you can. I think he probably can. But like Brock is a big ass dude. Like he probably could have did it on Sami Zayn. Like Cena could have. But, like, I don't know if he could have did it on Brock.
So, everybody say he the strongest person they've been in the ring with. Everybody say that.
Mark Henry took offense to that.
Brock?
No, everybody say John Cena the strongest person in the ring.
It's probably a bunch of niggas that ain't go against Brock. Or Cesaro, for that matter.
When they're like, Taker, Kane that said, oh.
Okay, I was gonna say something disparaging, but nah, I don't know.
You never know though, because you know, as far as brute strength, we don't know in the ring with him, so I don't know.
It seems like the strongest motherfucker on earth. Like, it don't feel like the thing with Brock Lesnar is it don't feel like he had a normal childbirth. That nigga had to basically fall in from a meteor. There's no fucking way that me and Brock Lesnar was born the goddamn same. Like, I think it's one of those things of like this. There's no way me and this nigga could have basically had like an actual like this nigga was like somebody carried this nigga inside their uterus or however where they. No, for me having two kids, kind of, you know, for this nigga to be
like, he was born with them broad shoulders, huh?
or just like he probably just like ripped off whatever cocoon that he was in. Like, I feel like this nigga is like Terminator or something. Like, this nigga just basically came to Earth butt naked and was just basically like, I'm gonna basically rule whatever it is. I think this nigga's Dragon Ball Z character. Like, think about it. Like, think about, was it Barum or whatever the fuck that nigga name was from the Ginyu Force. That's what I think of Brock Lesnar. Whatever planet that nigga came from, that's where Brock came from. It's just the only difference is we saw Brock beat the hell out of the Hardy Boys and then loved him from there. That's the only difference between both of them niggas. That nigga was going as good as Goku. Brock Lesnar beat the fuck out of the Hardy Boys. That's it. That's all.
Look. I want Kaiju Battle, Cena, Brock, Mothra, Godzilla, Mega Godzilla, Godzilla. I want this to go down the name. Just mess up the arena. Spanish announce table, you might need 2-3. Just go crazy. This has to be a banger of a match. And I want it. I think it will. I think it can be a banger of a match.
Yeah.
Just... WWE, do right by Cena going out. Just do right by him. That's all wrestling fans ask. Just do right by this man.
Do right by my boy.
Yeah, just do right by this man at the end of his career because he's done enough.
I'll curse you until you do right by me.
Yeah. Yeah, they really have to do right by him. No, they do. Now, Alex had asked us a question earlier, and we can cover this, and then we'll get up out of here. So, what would be the perfect wrestling storyline for y'all?
Like, overall?
Yeah. Or do y'all think that we have ever seen a perfect wrestling storyline?
Like, the Bloodline.
You think the Bloodline is a perfect wrestling storyline?
That's what I would say.
To me, it's been done. To me, the best storyline that I feel like will never be topped will always be Stone Cold versus Vince McMahon.
Yep.
That
was going to be my number
two. That's the GOAT. That's the GOAT for me personally. You know, I love that. That was just top tier action, fun, all that.
Yeah. Because think about the Vince McMahon. Think about everything that went into the Vince McMahon Stone Cold thing. So, like, let's go to the start of it. Vince basically screws Brett.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Vince becomes a villain. Stone Cold becomes the everyman, beer drinking, whatever, superhero. Them niggas basically Roadrunner Wally Coyote the fuck out of Monday Night Raw for years. Then you get the offshoot of The Rock, you get the offshoot of what Mankind became, you get the offshoot of Triple H. You get all of these things that basically come, Shane McMahon, like all of these things that basically built out the Attitude era was basically from that. That was my number one before the Bloodline. Because the Bloodline, think about all this. You got Roman Reigns beating the fuck out of The Fiend and Braun Strowman to basically win the world championship. You got basically him in the Thunderdome, in the Hell in a Cell, basically like having 5-star cinema, 6 stars if it was in the Tokyo Dome with him and Jay. Jay becomes the best supported artist and then becomes a world champion. They bring in Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn becomes the best baby face, basically, or one of the best baby faces outside of Jay Uso in the WWE. You got Jimmy Uso that basically turns. You basically got Solo, who becomes a star, who becomes somebody that basically people look at. You got all these other factors. Like, you got Paul Heyman that basically works all of these matches. You got Roman Reigns that holds the world title for 3 years and it doesn't feel like it got stale. You know, like, you basically got Cody Rhodes becoming more of what he really had, what his potential could become, even though now that basically he doesn't have that dance partner, all that luster is lost. That's the thing about the Bloodline. The Bloodline has so many different dimensions, and it's still technically going, even though it's kind of off the rails now. Like, it's on its second or third epilogue. But, like, as far as what it was, Roman Reigns basically having some of the best promos of the last decade. Like, the Bloodline is the best storyline that's ever existed.
I could see that, but I think Vizky might have hit it on the head, because I think we also spawned the ministry and DX come in and all that other stuff, and all of that was spawned off of the back of like the Vince McMahon thing. And Vince, that whole era. So I know I'm about to piss somebody off that's a wrestling fan, but I don't care. The golden era of wrestling, which you guys think is whenever it was Ric Flair and Bobby Heenan and all of them and Dusty Rhodes, is not the golden era of wrestling that is the best. Okay, it's only golden because of the years that it came in. That's it. Is it foundational wrestling? Yes. To me, in my humble opinion, whenever you get to the Attitude Ruthless Aggression era, is probably the most storyline, well put together, just wild. Jerry Springer, Michael Jackson, off the wall set of wrestling that we have ever seen, and it is the most memorable. Okay. And I know somebody's going to say, what about whenever Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant? That was cool shit back then. But ain't nobody was fighting in the grocery store. Ain't nobody was fighting in the church. We got a lot.
This man fought God in a tag team match.
I'm just saying.
That was so wild, bro. That was so wild.
We watched the wildest crap happen, and we loved it.
Yeah.
We loved it.
I just want to give a shout out to my honorable mention, one of my personal favorites, the Godfather and his hose. I looked forward every week to see if somebody was going to take the hose.
Bro. We went through so much stuff that went on in wrestling. I will say this. Wrestling went through eras of just Stone Cold and The Godfather and
Choppy Choppy Pee Pee.
Just all kind of stuff that we loved watching. And I'm sorry, the older people who gonna tell me about, you know, Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan. Look, I saw them. That was cool. Okay, that was nice. Mm-hmm. But it's like Will Smith said, "Men in Black, old busted, new hotness." Y'all had the old busted,
but we had the new hotness. I gotta stop you a little bit right there, though. You know, because Ric Flair probably might be the most iconic. Because even till this day. Every show you go to, everybody went in the crowd. Still to this day, they even got YNs, you know, on sports teams, you know, saying the wheeling, dealing, jet flying, son of a. They even know the little saying, you know?
They do.
Even the YNs know it, man.
They do.
Shout out to the YNs.
They do. But Ric Flair ain't never drive a beer truck and spray everybody in the ring with beer.
Okay? He would have. Would have been Jack.
Might have been Jack. They didn't do a little flammable out there. Now you one bad cigarette toss. This is a national disaster. Okay? I'm just saying, it's a lot of stuff happening in that Attitude Era that you could go back and watch time and time and time. I just want to say, we had an old lady give birth to like an arm.
A hand.
A hand. You had an old lady give birth to a hand.
Black man and an elderly lady.
I salute her, because even at that age, I don't know how her fragile body at that age was going through them tables.
And she was taking bumps.
I just don't know. I don't know how she was getting powerbomb off the turnbuckle. She was a tough SOB, dog.
I'm telling you now, that era of wrestling, we will never, ever go back there. Yeah. Ever.
Probably shouldn't.
They can't go back there no more. We seen that. Look how the world is set up. Look, like how they say, you how my bank account is set up, how the world is set up right now. We can't go back over there at all. Ever. Look, Val Venus, we can't go there. We can't go back to that.
No, we
can't go to look. We can't
definitely
go,
not.
We can't go back to Brian Panty matches,
nigga. We couldn't even go back to fucking our Gold Dust. Like, do y'all remember how what Gold Dust was dressed like with Luna Vachon? R.I.P. Luna Vachon.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Nigga, we can't even go back to that, nigga.
can't go back to none of that.
Do y'all remember whenever he had the stuttering gimmick?
Bubba, you talking about Bubba Ray?
No, Goldust. He got electrocuted. Yeah. He got electrocuted.
I remember that. I remember that. I remember him and Bubba both doing the little stuttering.
Yeah, Bubba. Yeah, Bubba's was like, I think I can't remember. Chat, help me out. Was that still in ECW? Like he was doing the stuttering shit.
It was, and then he did it a little bit in WWE. But we can never go back to some of the shit we did over there. Yeah. I don't think. Do y'all remember we had pasties, the big handprints on Sable? Or that was on Sable.
Yeah, that was Sable.
We Jackie Top got ripped off, and they had breastises on TV for like a second or two. It's stuff we can never go back to over there.
Yeah,
no. No, the stuff they said, bro, was just outrageous, though.
Out of the pocket. Out of all the pockets.
Was one of the biggest catchphrases ever. Kids was getting in trouble for doing that at school. We will never ever be able to go back to that era of wrestling. Ever. What they doing right now is cool. It's good at times, but we can't go back to that.
Nah.
But I'll tell you now, if they could clear it for 1 hour a night, I guarantee your ratings would spike up through the shoot through the roof. It's like BET Uncut for wrestling. Just an hour, just whatever.
Oh, man.
They'll go crazy. That'll be it. Or don't let them get that. Hey, we do whatever we want online on the video on demand service. Then people are going to be like, well, you know, I'm going to go to this $5. This but I'm gonna see what's on there.
Exactly.
What you got over here?
Yeah. Oh, see what's going on over there for a minute now. You only got to do some wild shit a few times, then you're going to have. You tell them that they about to have a KY Jelly Women's Royal Rumble over with.
I mean, they did have a live sex show with Edge and Lita.
There we go.
I can't do that no more. Definitely not.
If they told you right now the women's division was going to be in cotton white see-through jumpsuits and they had to have a KY Jelly wrestling match right now, and it was going to be over there on that subscription service, I guarantee you it's going to be like WWE subscription video service. jumps 25%.
Absolutely gone.
After announcement. What happened? Be like, that's all they had to tell them, is that they can do whatever they want over there, just not here.
Right.
Somebody's child is gonna be like, "Well, my mama not looking at him."
The flashback, but
yeah, you switch the channel and go back.
Oh my god, kids do not know. There's see, you always had to put it up. And the thing is, you always had to put it on it. Like, okay, I gotta put it back on 34, which is Nickelodeon. Like, I gotta put it on something. Mm. It's like, all right, it makes sense. But nah, 16 that had Cinemax. Like, no, it can't stop on that. Like, you wasn't watching shit on that channel. You ain't never watched shit on that channel. Mm-mm. Like, nah, dude.
Look, previous channel, bloop, I'm up in there watching.
Oh my god, kids do not know. Kids do not know the previous channel button. That I can't think is nowhere like the previous Shadow Buddy. And how crucial that motherfucker was.
We all grew up the same, bro. Like, how do we all grow up the same?
I'm telling you, if you tell anybody the previous Shadow Buddy, because like everybody knew what they had to change it back to. That's why niggas' memories were so damn good, because they had to remember to make sure either the video, because some people had that relative, they had those videos, they had to go back and make sure they had it on that precise moment. And they basically making sure that nothing got moved, nothing looked like it got touched. Anything like that. That's why niggas' memory is so good, because they had to remember and to keep that fact as they were trying to do what they was doing. Keep that fact in mind and basically go back to that exact moment. And that's really what it was.
It was right here. Okay. Let me check this and put this back where I found it.
Hold on. Let me do this. It's right there. All right. It was on 58:49. Boom, right there. We cool. We good.
That's why whenever DVDs came in and fucking up the game, because this shit just thought all over. It's like,
man.
Skipped whatever I want to see and put it back. Don't rewind it. Oh, man. But thank you guys for coming out and having nostalgia with us and talking.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to try to come to you guys live every Saturday. If you have any comments about what you want to see us talk about, we're on Blue Sky. We're on Facebook. You can come drop a post what you want to hear us talk about, because we're always going to cover the major sports and what's going on. And we're always going to have fun. Something you want to say before we get about it, Vizzy?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, y'all enjoy this wrestling weekend. If y'all checked out AEW earlier today or WrestlePalooza tonight, hopefully next week we can talk about, you know, some MLB and see if, you know, Price's Red Sox choke their playoffs, by the way. If he going to come fishing with me and Rob, you know, this October, I'm hoping, because, you know, you talked a lot of shit this year, so I'm looking forward to you having a seat next to us.
I'm trying to go fishing. At least not right now. At least not before the fishing get good. You know? We need to go ahead and leave Megan in this.
We got your seat ready.
Hey, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault, okay? You had the banger team that was supposed to be there.
Already eliminated from playoff contention, too. Yeah.
And that's bad. That was
the other guy with an under 500 record.
Nigga, we still waiting.
Bro, a week left? Come on, now. Yeah. You been y'all waiting since July. Come on,
niggas,
now.
Y'all niggas on the outside of the Fortnite circle, like, looking in, like, oh, damn. Like, nah, nigga, we still
there. They done already started itching. They done already itching your name in the Cancun seat.
Hey, nigga, look. That Fortnite circle is closing, but that nigga ain't closed on me yet. God damn it. I'm still building up shit.
Yeah, technically they say, you know, your Braves got less than a 0.1% chance. And Rob is, let's see what they got in St. Louis.
Nigga, we done.
Yeah, the same thing. Y'all both at the same spot.
Yeah, we're done. We haven't been eliminated from playoff contention yet, but it's gonna be probably next week. And then I'm gonna go off on them. I can't wait to go off.
I know you can't. But anything you want to say before we get about it, Rob?
All right, good night, Canada. Good night, Taylor Swift. Hope y'all love this first Saturday afternoon live with Bra Migos podcast. We absolutely love bringing it to you, all of you. Everybody, of course, like Nate said, like, subscribe on YouTube, on everywhere. We are everywhere. All right, look, and I say everywhere. Podcast. Find wherever you get podcasts. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Blue Sky, Facebook, all them shits. You look up in the sky, we probably there. Hey, us. So there. Thank y'all. Have a great weekend. Go watch some college football. Go watch some NFL.
Yeah, have fun. We out. Peace.
2-2, baby.